www.ai.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two, USAprepares.com. Broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Just a quick update. The Military Antiques Extravaganza is one of the largest expositions of militaria items in the world. And I'm going to be there October 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Monroeville. That's near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've been to the show many times, and I know the owners of the show, and they're going to be on the air with me. We're going to talk about military antiques coming up, and I'll let you know the date soon. But I'm going to be broadcasting live, and I got a call from Galen David. I know him well, and he and I are going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be talking about military antiques. And what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the Revolutionary War. The war between the states, also known as the Civil War, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, all the wars where there are cloth items, you know, uniforms, badges, and so forth. We're going to talk about the Nazis. We're going to be talking about Nazi military items. We'll be talking about some of the neat things that you can buy, including artwork painted by Adolf Hitler and some other very famous artists. So I'm going to be there, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I wanted to go for years, but I haven't been able to do it because of the broadcast. And so I called the owners, and I know them. And I said, would it be okay if I came to the show? And by the way, the only way I can do it is if I broadcast live, because I don't like to have reruns here. And so I'm going to be doing that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's going to be educational for everybody. So that's one thing I wanted to mention. And Richard Allen Miller is with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Rick Miller as he trades. Rick, Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden, had a stroke a couple of years ago. He's in the hospital right now. He has a mass on his brain. They've done a biopsy. He's scheduled to be discharged from the hospital tomorrow. A mass on the brain, that sounds like a brain tumor. I'm not a doctor, but what else would a mass on the brain be? And I'm wondering, with there's like a rash of brain tumors. I'm not speculating. I'm just saying that I don't know what a mass would be other than that. Maybe someone could give me some information and help me understand it. But I'm seeing and reading about a rash of brain tumors. And I'm thinking that there is a real high degree of correlation between brain tumors and cell phone use. Rick, what do you think?
Well, yeah, the original scientist that was on, Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes, did six broadcasts with Mike. The sixth one, right immediately after he did it, he died of a brain tumor. Tumors are different than cancer. It's important to understand the difference on that. Basically, he said in so many words that the actual chip that he created for frequency bands and why they chose up in the upper atmosphere that bandwidth for broadcast was semi-arbitrary. There was a whole bunch of frequency bands. Why did they choose this little narrow one? It wasn't about the chip. It was an arbitrary thing. They can regulate that part. He said in the last interview, it was basically that there were too many people on Earth, and they purposefully made cell phones to be toxic.
Rick, if you think about it, if you think that if those who think these things up decide that there are too many of us, and then they decide they can create a technology that we will purchase and we will pay for to become addicted to cause our own demise. What a great plan.
What the New World Order concept is truthfully all about. Who makes those kinds of decisions is beyond me. But the fact is, cell phones are toxic. They are absolutely toxic. One of the reasons why I'm using a speakerphone rather than up in the first zone right next to my brain, I will use a track phone only. When I was back with you, I got rid of my world phone. I did not want that GPS or any of that part of it into my system, whether it's someone watching where I'm going or broadcasting through my brain with playing Russian roulette where I spin the barrel, see what happens next. Cell phones are actually very toxic. Dr. Beal is possibly the world's authority, B-E-A-L, Beal, out of Florida, did a bunch of absolute testing on cell phones and their toxicity. There is absolutely no question that cell phones and the newer ones, the ones that have powerful signals and are working with their own GPS so they're on even when they're off, are extremely toxic.
I contacted the designer of the tri-field meter, Rick. You were talking about that. Norm Shuley talks about it. I called him up, and he and I chatted, and I got one. I got a tri-field meter. It's at the farm. And, Rick, I've been walking around the farm with
that's
this. Well, actually, where we live is fairly okay.
Yeah.
And even in the studio, Rick, even in the
studio. Is a big radiation center, I must say. Must look like a big pin of light from space.
I was really careful to use shielded cables and a lot of grounding and so forth. And all of these monitors are as far. Rick, if I reach in front of me, I'm doing it right now. You can't see because I don't have a camera on me. But, I cannot touch the monitor. I can't touch, the monitors are so far away, I can't touch any of the equipment, literally. Other than the keyboard and the mixer and the telephone, I can't touch any of my equipment without stretching. So that's because I have it purposely as far away from me as I can.
R-squared law, for every inch, it drops off by, 50%.
So what, Rick, I measured it, and the electromagnetic radiation in the studio is really low compared to at a radio station, way low. As a matter of fact, it's lower in this studio than it is just walking around in Springfield, Missouri. So here's the point.
That's because Springfield is a toxic zone.
Right, and I think it's making people grumpy there. And so I try to avoid Springfield as much as possible.
Yeah.
But, Rick, so I took this tri-field meter and I brought it up to our dishwasher. We have a General Electric dishwasher.
Yeah.
And it pegs the needle when you go right up the dishwasher in terms of magnetic radiation. It pegs the needle all the way to the right.
That's because it's unshielded. They just threw that together as an inexpensive way to clean your dishes, and you can imagine
it's right where the computer is. Right. Now, we used to have a Kenmore brand dishwasher, which had a metal skin on the front, just a thin sheet of metal, and it was painted black on one side and painted white on the other, so you could have a white dishwasher or a black dishwasher, or you could opt for the ultra deluxe stainless steel skin, but it was all the same dishwasher. Now, that also had the computer behind plastic, but the skin where the dishwashing compartment was, that had a little bit of metal skin on the front. But the rest of it is plastic, and I'm sure that leaks just as much electromagnetic radiation as this General Electric.
Yeah.
Right, and then, so here's what I did, Rick. I went up to the microwave oven, and it's got a computer, and that has electromagnetic radiation even when it's not being used. But when you turn that thing on, bam, it pegs the needle all the way to the right. So that thing leaks, the dishwasher leaks. I'm talking about electromagnetic radiation. If you go toward any, I'll tell you what really leaks, a stereo system with a big
you're
transformer.
You're starting to get it, aren't you, on what's toxic in your home?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I have in the studio, I have a vintage. I like it because it's got a knob and a logarithmic dial rather than a digital display. A Technics by Panasonic. It's about an 80-watt receiver because I broadcast on a couple radio stations, and sometimes I like to, you know, tune in and listen. Well, I've got one of those, a stereo receiver in the studio, and that thing, man, oh man, that pegs the needle all the way to the right when I power that up also. And that's got a large transformer. So what I'm saying, Rick, is it's here. It's here, and this is nothing compared to most environments where people have wireless routers in their homes.
Imagine where your head is at night when you sleep. That's really, really important. You know, the direction that your head is pointed and what's electromagnetically around it that will be affecting your dreams and your biorhythms, your what all.
Well, Rick, I can tell you this. Where you sleep at the farmhouse and where we sleep, all of the cables are in metal casing.
Yeah, I got you.
All the cable, absolutely. Yeah. All the Romex has been shielded. So I just want to share that with you. We took those precautions, and maybe that's why our house is has less electromagnetic radiation than you might expect.
You have a really solid home too, you know, built with rock and all of that. All of that will shield a lot of that stuff away from you, but it's still ever present. Try your automobile down by your gonads.
Oh man, Rick, I was in the Dodge. Seriously, I was.
It's ever present. I just thought I would wake you up a little bit in the possibilities. Well, what do you think of the tri-field meter for giving you a first line defense on what's going on around you?
I'll tell you what. There ought to be an instruction, a page of the instruction manual that says, smiling ends now. seriously.
Yeah,
you turn that thing on and
you're turning into Japan for radiation.
Yeah. Right. Well,
yeah.
It's the when you hook up this or turn on this tri-field meter class, it's going to alert you as to where the dangers are in your home. And Bill Lee will be on with us on the broadcast. He is the designer. He's the CEO. He's going to be on shortly. I told him I wanted to have him on after I experimented with this and found out how it works. Dr. Rich and Alan Miller and I are going to be back, and we're going to talk about Pathogen X.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just want to give you a quick thumbnail. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about a pig kill where the Department of Natural Resources is demanding that a farmer kill his pigs. And he said no. The farmer said no. And he's facing a $700,000 fine for not killing his own animals. So there's an event coming up. I'll tell you a little bit more about it on tomorrow. There'll be a post on the website. And USAPrepares.com is going to the rescue of this farmer. There's an event in Indiana, and we're going. And we're going to alert everybody about this. The Department of Natural Resources demanding that a farmer kill his pigs, and he's not going to do it. Also, we're going to have a mixed martial arts expert on, and we're going to talk about defense by storm. He was at the meetup on Monday night, and we'll talk about how he had his student on the floor in pain demonstrating how to defend an attacker. That's tomorrow right here on USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, Pathogen X. Rick, what's going on with Pathogen X?
Well, Pathogen X means it's an unknown pathogen, and that's why they call it X. And it is, there's protocols on how to determine what they are. Now, the first thing that we need to understand is that and obviously UV light from the sun is not deactivating the DNA used in making the seeds, which is what biotech companies said initially. Now, this flawed science is the main reason why Monsanto is seeking protection from the government for a lawsuit that will develop from their science for profit schemes. I find it amusing that the biotech company's main defense is that if you are against unregulated marketing of GMOs products, then you must be uneducated. I remember and have on film when Obama said that he would make certain, as part of his campaign promises, that there would be, everything would be GMO labeled. And you'll notice that he has not done that and is backing away from that. And guess what? He will probably go down in history as the single most ineffectual president in our history because of that one single campaign promise he made. It's important to understand what DNA. DNA stands for dioxyribonucleic acid, where RNA is ribonucleic acid. The deoxy is the D. It's not why it is simply added on as D, because DNA is quite different than RNA. And to add a small D means it's a double helix of RNA to be distinguished differently than DNA. This is a really important concept because of what we call junk DNA, and it's not junk at all. New studies in cell research are bringing up some alarming new questions concerning GMOs, and one of them in particular makes liver failure or cancer seem like child's play compared to the garish possibilities that arise when we look at how genetically modified foods likely alter our DNA. It does. Even sound and light, we knew back then that's, how do I do it? All things alter our DNA, for better or worse. Bruce Lipton, that's a really important name, Bruce Lipton, a pioneering biology scientist, proved that emotions can change our DNA. Research has shown that even exercise or chemotherapy alter our DNA. Ancient cultures knew that sound can affect our DNA. That's why they chanted. That's why you had the Gregorian things going on, that kind of thing. New research states that we aren't even regulated to a specific destiny because of our genes. What Monsanto is doing with epigenetics is learning how to turn on and off certain switches in our body by gene alteration and GMOs. They're learning how to control when arthritis kicks in or when it does not kick in. Now imagine what they're going to be doing with your great-grandchildren.
Rick, a lot of us are probably speechless right now, turning on and off your immune system.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Go! got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summerfest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summerfest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we've been talking about epigenetics, the changing of our DNA, and the effect of genetically modified foods, which will be able to alter our immune system. And we're talking about, Rick, that that sounds can have a positive effect on our immune system as well and our genetics. And Rick, you know, we've listened to music over the years for centuries. Music has been important to us. And if you think about it, the Nazis, as evil as they were, would go to the opera and they would go to the theater and they would listen to soothing music. Interesting, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what it's all about. The thing that I'm concerned about is the double-stranded RNA that's created by Monsanto can allegedly turn off certain gene signals and turn on others. Usually, if you put in a Roundup Ready gene into a plant, it requires a protein that can make a Roundup Ready plant that can resist Roundup and still grow. This is the old schools where, you know, you have grasses and you have mints and you don't want to use Cinnabar, which is a pre-merge, stopping the ability of photosynthesis. So what they would do is Roundup Ready, which Roundup would go down into the root system and actually cause the plant to no longer be able to identify water and stops the osmosis photosynthesis ability of the plant, it would kill. And that's why you put it down on its second or third leaf when it was starting to show, and you'd use a surfactant, which was, a soaping, sudsing agent that would spread it out and allow it to happen. What they did is they thought, rather than put it down on the plant, because Roundup basically breaks down into inorganic salts within 10 days. It's gone. It's history. There's no toxins left in the soil. However, if you put it in the plant itself to make it resistant to Roundup, now what happens next is you have a plant that has a small gene splice in it called dRNA. And that, if that gets into the food system, and it has, then it creates what is known as pathogen X. And pathogen X has right now been identified as something as small as a virus. However, it acts like a bacterial switch. And it would appear that it is in everything. And that's because we feed our cattle GMO-ready foods, grain-fed beef. There it is. You want grass-fed beef because it doesn't get the GMOs in it. If you eat something with GMOs in it, you are now a carrier. And that's what's happening to most of everybody on the earth. And I'm guessing that's what happened, rather than the fracking thing that they're doing off the East Coast with seismic readings and things like that and volcanic gas being released. My guess is pathogen X has gotten into the dolphin food system, and that's why we're seeing the kill-off. You certainly see it in your church with all those people with cancer. Where do you think that's all coming from? It's coming from our food, and that's now been identified as pathogen X, and it's on the internet. The scientist you want to look under will be Bruce Lipton and his work. Dr. Hoover has another one that's been doing it, and you'll notice that nobody is being accountable for this. It's unbelievable.
That's exactly right.
By the way,
that's exactly right.
Some thunderstorms, which means it's starting to rain right now here in Grass Pass after it was 100 degrees yesterday. Now we have some lightning storms. I'm guessing some of this has to do with the coronal mass ejection, and that will possibly create more forest fires here in Oregon.
Rick, Dr. Shealy has been talking about avoid wheat, avoid wheat, avoid wheat for a long time.
That's it. That's the killer. Right now, it's wheat. I would not eat, and it's in everything. Anything that's processed will have wheat in it. You just have to start thinking about your diet and the elimination of some of this stuff.
Rick, I've noticed that a lot of people lately are really tired. I mean, worn out, tired. And they are lethargic. No energy, inability to start, inability to continue, inability to finish. They just want to flop on the couch and pass out in front of the TV. Do you think that the modifications to our food have done this to us?
I think there's absolutely no question that there's a vector there. And to what extent? I can't answer that. That's why I ask it, the question. Because I have a concern.
Rick, you're a couple thousand miles away from us here in Missouri. You're in Oregon. Are you seeing the same things about people being
worn out? By the way, Vincent, when you told me that your coverage, we have right now, this moment, listeners in Australia and England that have contacted me already. Of course, Chris Thorne and some of the others, Joey, that write to me on a daily basis now. It's very interesting how broad-based your little radio station is actually getting out to. It surprised me yesterday when I started realizing you're in Australia being listened to right now.
Rick, well, I don't know if I told you this, but we're on two satellites. One is covering North America. It's called Galaxy 19. And there are thousands and thousands of these satellite antennas pointed at Galaxy 19. And Joyce Riley and a whole bunch of us on Alex Jones are on Galaxy 19. And then there's another satellite that we're on in Europe. It's called EU Telsat Hotbird 13A. And it covers North Africa, Russia, the Middle East, and Europe. So that's two satellites. And of course, there's worldwide on the internet. We're on Genesis Communications Network. We get picked up by other networks. They just rebroadcast us, and then we're on four radio stations. So we're growing, and it's really nice. And Rick, I'll tell you, what's really interesting to me is I'll get links from people who say, here's a YouTube link about your broadcast. I don't know who these people are. They seem to find it interesting enough to record the audio, download it from...
Well, you're doing really good radio, and that's the important part. You're starting to try to truly give without scaring people, trying to empower them, like wheat. That is a good place in food choices to start, because that is the weaponization of wheat has been the first thing they're doing. Soybean, of course, transgenic soybean is now used as a delivery system for inoculating our children. They no longer need to give them a needle. They put it in their food.
Rick, the amount of evil that we're talking about is just beyond belief. I can't imagine.
And there is. Obama actually made it his primary campaign promise that he was going to stop this nonsense. That's why there's this big impeach Obama. He didn't do any of it. That runs the presidential office. I mean, I'm not kidding. This is out of serious control. Monsanto itself will most likely in the next 2 years, because of public outcry, blow up. But don't worry, they'll just find something to replace it, more insidious even. And that is truthfully what it's actually happening right now. And the only thing that's probably going to stop this nonsense is a massive global event. And that could be Fukushima.
Rick, I'm thinking about all of our instructors, the faculty, who we are. And I think if we put all of us in a room, Rick, and we were tasked with killing 70% of the world's population, we would probably all be fired for not being able to deliver an answer, because it's foreign to us, Rick.
Yeah,
it's foreign. We don't think in these terms.
The idea of the hypocrisy. I couldn't walk. They gave me Lamisil, you know, the usual zinc oxide stuff. And it didn't work. And for 4 months, I've been a cripple. And then I went straight to apple cider vinegar and tea tree oil, and it's gone. Baby gone. Why? And I called the hospital and I laid it down and I said, I thought you guys have a reputation. And the problem is they have insurance companies that regulate what a doctor can and cannot do. And alternative medicines, old household remedies, are illegal. It all comes back to pharmaceutical houses and their control on our health. And that includes labeling on our foods and the experiments they're doing in the world. And what they'll do is, if it's a government agency, they'll simply, like HARP, close it down, have a private industry manage it, and then it's Freedom of Information Act is no longer applicable. There it is. Read it and weep. Loopholes.
Hour number one, Rick. Today we were talking about Fukushima. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about ways of filtering our water, because as the radioactivity lands all over the planet, it's contaminating our potable water supply. We've got to have water to stay alive. And I want to tell you what I learned, and I'd like to discuss it with you when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and I want to let you know, Rick, I sent you a package. You should have it, a big box. You should have it today, tomorrow, the next day.
My radiation is using a Berkey. By the way, I had a quick question. Where did it come up that he's now called the Berkey guy? I thought it was the freeze-dry guy, and that was the only guy that I knew, and now we've got a Berkey guy. How does that work?
Well, the Berkey guy is an advertiser on Genesis Communications Network, and the freeze-dry guy also advertises on Genesis, and the freeze-dry guy also is a sponsor of USAPrepares.com. So he is, you know, the freeze-dry guy, and I, and he's a good guy.
Ron's my friend, and I want to make sure they're trying to capitalize on his advertising, probably.
Well, he's been doing it the longest. The freeze-dry guy is a really good guy. By the way, Rick, I've got a question about water filtration. Now, from what I remember in chemistry and physics, if we distill water, we will leave behind radioactivity. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, you can distill the water. Or a reverse osmosis will take most of them out. If you're dealing with iodine-131 or one of those radioactive, that often, emits gamma rays. It basically is considered a beta radiator and is in a gas form. And sometimes reverse osmosis will not remove that kind of radiation. However, the amount needed to cause trouble in a child is, you know, a couple thousand glasses, that kind of thing. So there is some hysteresis in terms of exposure. You know, it's going to take a little bit of exposure before effects are starting to have effect on you. Plutonium is a different matter altogether. That's the one I'm worried about,
now,
the plutonium in the seawater.
Yeah, so one atom of plutonium is a killer for a person.
That's
just one
correct.
Atom.
And the only way you can measure that, you couldn't measure that with a Geiger counter, but you certainly can do that with a mass spectrometer. And that's why I am saying that probably in our distant future, when we're Cyber City and gone William Gibson with Johnny Mnemonic, we're living in that world, that will probably require a mass spectrometer at the back end of every grocery store measuring the nutrients and toxins, whether they be chemicals, GMOs, whatever. We'll be measuring those, specifically determining what you pay for what you buy.
Rick, I was on the phone last night with a company that manufactures a water filtration product with the lab test that they can remove radiation from water.
Well, most radiation, not all radiation.
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
radiation.
Most,
yeah, because right. remember, so, iodine, for example, is in a gas, and a filtration system will not catch that one. That will have to be done with, you know, distilling it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But a distiller is a simple thing to build. So it's not that mm-hmm. difficult to do that. At some point, all of us are going to have to go that path. We can't just assume everything's okay. Right now, the water in Grants Pass has H. pylori in it. If you drink, you know, unfiltered water, you're going to get a bacteria in your gut that's a little warm from the sanitation plant, and it will cause indigestion, make you think you've got ulcers or something like that.
Rick, for those who want to get in touch with you, buy your books, oak-publishing.com?
Yes, that's correct. And then, of course, richardallenmiller.com is being rebuilt as we speak. It's going to be a completely different look than the old website.
Oak-publishing.com. Oak-publishing.com or oak-publishing.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, purchase any of his books. They're available on the website. And Rick, why don't you tell us what OAK stands for?
Well, the Organization for the Advancement of Knowledge. It was also a secret, the Order of Ascending Kundalini, but don't tell.
Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Rick.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.